this. So 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse number 8, would you look at this verse with me? The Bible says this very, very familiar passage. It says this: be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, now watch, this is our enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. For the next couple of moments, I want us just to think about this thought. A plan, now watch, a plan for after revival. A plan for after revival. Father, thank you, Lord, for those who are faithful and even those who are tuned in via live stream this evening and those who even watch this sermon later, being with family around the state. We ask, Lord, that you'll meet with us. You said where two or three are gathered in your name, there you will be. And so, Father, we're here tonight. We want to hear from you. I ask in this simple thought tonight, Father, that we would learn, that we would grow, and that, Father, we would walk out these doors having a foundation in you and walk out the doors being more like you than when we walked in. We love you, Savior. In your Son's holy and precious name I pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We come into a week like this, oftentimes there are weeks of preparation that goes on. During a revival service, there is no doubt that we have preached messages. There have been those that have prayed, and there have been those that have even fasted, and we've gathered our hearts and prepared our hearts to get ready for the services. We saw this past week with Pastor Dennis Fountain, God work in a great way, and there is no doubt that God was at work, but Satan was at work as well. We definitely saw Satan attack in many instances this past week, and we know this spiritual battle that is taking place back and forth all the time. It's all around you and I. But if you begin to ponder this thought, it's amazing the amount of messages and the amount of meals that were fasted and the amount of time that was taken in prayer that truly we get to this place where we are prepping and preparing for revival. But what about after revival? Oftentimes you and I are not prepared and or we're not ready for what is going to take place after these week-long services of the altars being filled and our hearts being changed and the conviction from the Holy Spirit. We're thankful for all those things, but are we ready for after revival? You see, we've saw big days take place, and we saw these decisions, and we saw now another revival services in the books, and we're done. And truly, this is oftentimes where we see Satan begin to attack the church more than we ever see. It's when we have these decisions of, okay, we're right with God, great, things are good, we're restoring marriages, and we've seen folks come back to the church, and we've seen teenagers make incredible decisions for God, and then we had, boom, right into an Easter service, and we watched today, this is probably one of the biggest crowds that I have seen since we've been here, and man, the overflow packed out, the auditorium packed out, man, God doing a work, and so many of you invited friends, and they came today, and the excitement that after the service is packed in the coffee shop, and folks standing around talking, man, we see just, wow, look at what God is doing, but then that's when we get lazy, but then we get apathetic, but then we begin to back off, and that is when Satan begins to attack. In this passage of Scripture, it says this: be sober, be vigilant. Who better than Peter would know about the prowling of Satan? Several times it was Jesus that warned Peter. Look, you're going to be attacked. Look, you're going to be sifted as wheat. You are the one. No. We saw this one. No, it's not going to be me. No, it's not going to be me. And every single time we watched Peter let his guard down, and at that moment, that's when he was not seeing the spiritual victory that Peter desired in his life. So what about us as Christians? Do we just let our guard down? Do we come through this incredible week? And look, I love Brother Mancroni leading the music. I love when he takes a step back. And isn't it amazing oftentimes we saw, I think it was John Wesley, and maybe it was the 1700s as that song was written. And we've sang that song, if you've been to church, maybe hundreds of times. And all of a sudden, we're just going to, Brother McGrady, you're exactly right, we're going through the motions. We're not thinking about what we're singing. We've got it by heart. We know it. It's not new to us at all. It's hundreds of years old. Some of the lyrics in there we don't even comprehend, and or the vernacular is different. We're just kind of going through the motions. All of a sudden, excuse me, watch out. You and I let our guard down. That's when Satan's going to get in. And can I tell you, and I want to warn us as a church this week, that just because we had great services today, Satan is not done attacking this place. Just because we saw great victories, or just because God is at work, doesn't mean that Satan says, okay, well, let's let off the gas a little bit, let's let him go. No, no. Now more than ever, we must be sober. Now more than ever, we must be vigilant. Why? Because Satan is around, his minions are around. There is a spiritual battle that's going on for our kids and for our teenagers and for our marriages and for this church and for your pastor. Let me tell you something. If we could open up our eyes for a minute and see the spiritual warfare that is around us, I don't think our hearts could take it. So what do we do? Well, if you're taking notes this evening, number one, I want you to write this down. Avoid strain. Number one, avoid strain. You see, the Bible says to be vigilant, to be sober, to have your eyes open, to be aware of your surroundings. It was David that said, before I was afflicted, check it out, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. After revival, or after a great victory in our spiritual lives, Christians oftentimes neglect the things that were once natural to them. Whether it be their prayer life, or they're failing to study God's word as they did or should. And when they do this, they begin to stray. We've just come through a big week, and man, we were in service, Pastor, every night. I mean, it was Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and our folks here rehearsing on Saturday, and some are even out this week knocking doors. And man, we've been at church for 7 days. What do you expect? Here's what I expect. You and I have to comprehend that Satan is going to continue to attack. So what do? We cannot be led astray. It was James that said, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinner. Purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Avoid strain. That means this. I'm warning us tonight. For 3 weeks we prepare. We get ready. There were many men in this room that fasted and prayed for revival. Now what do? We have to continue being in the mindset that Satan is ready to attack, that he wants us. And listen, we are not going to let him get the victory. So what do? We cannot let up now. If this makes sense, would you say amen tonight? Amen. Can't let up now. Now, I know it's a busy week. You pray for the Brother Carlson and heading into disaccreditation. And there's a lot of work. I mean, hundreds of hours have now gone into getting us prepared and ready. Let me tell you something, Mr. Carlson, there is nothing more important that you and I don't get our eyes off of what we're here for. And when we were busy with this, and let me tell you something, for all of us, we must continue to be in the very Word of God. Don't stray. Be intentional this week in our communicating with God. Number two, would you write this down this evening? If we're going to be sober and vigilant, then we must, number two, stay humble. Stay humble. The Bible says, pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit. Watch the wording here. Before a fall. Jesus, our example, was humble. He declared that he could do nothing by himself, but he depended on the Father. He pleased his Father when he would speak these words. It's not me, but it is my Father. The book of John records, then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things, and he hath sent me, is with me. The Father Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him. You and I, the closer we draw to our Savior, the more you and I are around Him, whether it be through our devotional life, or whether it's finding Jesus in our identity, or whether it's living out the gospel-centered life, the more you and I are like Him or around Him, the more we begin to take on His attitudes and His attributes, and we begin to act more like Him. And the more you and I are like Him, the more we're going to see, check it out now, that it is not all about us, but that it is all about Him. James said it like this. He said, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He shall lift you up. This week it cannot be, okay, we came through revival, yeah, I got some things right, so you know what, I'm good. I got it, I got this, I'm alright, I'm going to be okay. And, you know, honestly, I'm just, no, I'm speaking fast, but just follow me for a second. Check this out. This is when Satan really gets in. It's when we're good, we think we're good. We got under control. I got this. I'm fine. Let me tell you something, friend. We are not fine. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's when a person starts letting down their guard. And, you know what? I'm okay, and I'm going to be all right. And you know what? I don't have to be my Bible as much. And you know what? Always, almost always, Pastor Foe, you can testify to this. Almost always you see somebody that over a year time is out of God's will and away from God and no longer in church. And you look at their social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and it has nothing to do with God. You know what? It wasn't a person, that person, most of the time, maybe not always, but most of the time, Pastor Danny and I say this. That person didn't wake up one morning and say, you know what? I'm done. I call it quits. I'm finished with it. You know where it started? Pride. I don't have to be at church. I mean, my Bible is much, I'm much stronger than this. Mark it down, friend. When you stop being in the Word of God like we should, and we start getting out of church, and we start, you know what, cutting back on our spiritual life, friend, that is the very moment that we are not heading in the direction of revival. We're heading in the very opposite direction. God forbid I ever get a place. Pastor Burkett, well, yeah, look at me. I've been in ministry now for 16, 17 years. And man, I preached through many of the books of the Bible. And I put in my time thousands of hours of counseling and thousands of sermons from behind a pulpit. And boy, we've built churches. And let me just tell you something. Boy, I really got it going on. Let me tell you something, friend. God forbid. The same is true across Point. May we never become where we think we're it. I'm thankful for our orchestra, and I'm thankful for even Miss Becky who played this evening. Let me tell you something. Orchestra, we have not arrived. We do it for God. God forbid I ever get in the pulpit and, well, I'm an orator. I got this, and look at me, and look at the sermon. Look at the people that came. No. I'm not preaching Thomas Shepherd. I'm preaching Christ. And a lot of churches fail because it becomes all about them. Look at the show we can put on. Look at the people that we draw. Look how we can entertain. Look how a greatest speaker. No, hold on. Everything that has taken place today and this past week was nothing about Cross Point. It was all about Jesus Christ. The moment we start thinking, look at me, look what I could do, look what I've accomplished, I mean, we might as well write Ichabod on the door and shoo the Holy Spirit out of here, because we have become a country club and a clique and a hangout, and we are no longer the church that Jesus Christ created you and I to be. If you agree with that, would you say amen tonight? Number three, would you write this down? You ready for this? How do we prepare for after revival? Don't stop. Don't stop. Some have a good start, but they come to a bad stop in their Christian life. Satan, in this passage of Scripture, says, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeketh who he may devour. Satan attracts and distracts and attacks through his quiet, meek subtlety. No problem is too difficult. No trial is too severe. No burden is too heavy for the Christian when you and I don't stop and we continue to rely on the grace of Jesus Christ that is sufficient, watch now, for anything that you and I may go through. Friend, come through a week like this. We get prepared, we get prepped, we be ready. I love this past week. I told you, when I was young, we used to go for, I said it's funny, but some of you remember going for revival, maybe Pastor Cheryl, 2 weeks, I think, is what I heard back in the antediluvian period. And I remember when I was young, it was Brother Ryan's a week long. We always went a week long. Now it's half a week, and I don't know, may go to two days, one day. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, and it's not wrong or right, but man, I was ready to keep going. But I know this, after Wednesday, man, those a lot of us, we were tired. Teachers were tired. Kids were tired. Like, it's late nights every night. And we come in, and we have this incredible service today. And God's at work, and he's doing, it's just amazing. Smiles on our faces, and we're basking in the joy of God. And if we're not careful, here's what happens. We begin to let up as if, Brother Ted, revival comes once a year. It's scheduled, Brother Beeman. We're done. We're 1 week. We're good, Michelle. We got it. We're that's it. Well, 2023. I guess we'll wait until next year, Brother Fisher, and then we'll have revival again. But you know, you and I can have revival in our hearts every day. Every week. Don't stop. No. Don't stop. Well, you don't know. We're discouraged because so-and-so said something. They were mean and they did this. And nursery workers didn't show up on time. And somebody took my seat this morning. I had to sit in the overflow section. I had paid too much tithe to be in the overflow section. Okay, hold on. Before we get all that, I don't say anybody said that, but before we get all upset and uptight and all of a sudden, now we're giving into the flesh. How about we just say this? Don't stop. Teenager, don't you quit. Call shooter. Young moms, dads, grandparents. Husbands, wives, we're not going to stop at Cross Point. So what are we going to do next Sunday? We're just going to preach harder than ever. Amen. What are we going to do Wednesday? We're going to come to church. Yeah. What about Monday? We're going to be in the Bible. We're going to keep talking to him. Well, I don't know if you saw the news this afternoon. Well, I'll tell you this. I didn't watch the news this afternoon. I already know how it ends. And I'm telling you, I'm here to tell. Let's not stop. Well, it was a great revival. I wish we could do it every week. We can. Well, I wish we had him as a pastor. Well, then move to Moses Lake, Washington, okay? I'm just kidding. We want you here. Stay here. Here's the plan. We got to stay humble. We got to stay at it. We can't stop. Families, moms, dads, family, let's be in our Bibles this week. Let's not let up now. Remember that decision you made? Don't stop now. You're going to go back to that junk? I thought we said we gave it to God. You're going to go back to the bitterness? No, don't stop. Keep looking at him. I'm sorry. You can go back to that pornography? You're going to go back to that junk? No. Don't stop. Keep looking at him. Revival's over, so now we're going to start once again gazing at our problems. No, glance at your problems, gaze at your Jesus. And don't stop.